May I ask what you are doing, Professor Carrow?
Trying to get through this damned door, shouted Amicus. Go and get Flitwick. Get him to open it, now.
But isn't your sister in there? Asked Professor McGonagall. Didn't Professor Flitwick let her in earlier this evening at your urgent request? Perhaps she could open the door for you. Then you needn't wake up half the castle.
She ain't answering, you old besom. You open it, go on. Do it, now.
Certainly, if you wish it, said Professor McGonagall with awful coldness.
There was a genteel tap of the knocker, and the musical voice asked again.
Where do vanished objects go?
Into non-being, which is to say everything, replied Professor McGonagall.
Nicely phrased,
replied the eagle door knocker, and the door swung open. The few Ravenclaws who had remained behind sprinted for the stairs as Amicus burst over the threshold, brandishing his wand. Hunched like his sister, he had a pallid, doughy face and tiny eyes, which fell at once on Alecto, sprawled motionless on the floor. He let out a yell of fury and fear.
What have they done? The little whelps! He screamed. I'll cruciate the lot of them till they tell me who did it! And what's the Dark Lord going to say?
He shrieked, standing over his sister and smacking himself on the forehead with his fist.
We haven't got him, and they've gone and killed her.
She's only stunned,
said Professor McGonagall impatiently, who had stooped down to examine Alecto.
She'll be perfectly all right.
No, she bludgering well won't, bellowed Amicus. Not after the Dark Lord gets hold of her. She's gone and sent for him. I felt me mark burn, and he thinks we've got Potter.
Got Potter? Said Professor McGonagall sharply. What do you mean, got Potter?
He told us Potter might try and get inside Ravenclaw Tower, and to send for him if we caught him.
Why would Harry Potter try to get inside Ravenclaw Tower? Potter belongs in my house.
Beneath the disbelief and anger, Harry heard a little strain of pride in her voice, and affection for Minerva McGonagall gushed up inside him.
We was told he might come in here, said Carrow. I don't know why, do I?
Professor McGonagall stood up, and her beady eyes swept the room. Twice they passed right over the place where Harry and Luna stood.
We can push it off on the kids,
said Amicus, his pig-like face suddenly crafty.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll say Alecto was ambushed by the kids, them kids, up there.
He looked up at the starry ceiling toward the dormitories.
And we'll say they forced her to press her mark. And that's why you got a false alarm. He can punish them. Couple of kids, more or less. What's the difference?
Only the difference between truth and lies, courage and cowardice, said Professor McGonagall, who had turned pale. A difference, in short, which you and your sister seem unable to appreciate. But let me make one thing very clear. You are not going to pass off your many ineptitudes on the students of Hogwarts. I shall not permit it.
Excuse me?
Amicus moved forward until he was offensively close to Professor McGonagall, his face within inches of hers. She refused to back away, but looked down at him as if he were something disgusting she had found stuck to a lavatory seat.
It's not a case of what you'll permit, Minerva McGonagall. Your time's over. It's us what's in charge here now, and you'll back me up or you'll pay the price.
And he spat in her face.